Hello, who do we have?
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hello,
Hey,
IQ.
Florian, how you doing? Hi,
Hey,
IQ.
fine. And you?
Not bad at all, I
Yeah,
think. You never know. That's the first, the initial, you know. Well, whoever the disaster. So, who else should I be inviting on Google Plus? I've got Marina here. Osvaldo. Seems like a good ask. What about, I've got Torsten Eicher.
Björn, I
Let
think
me
he was.
take, it's Björn, yeah. I wonder if Norbert is with us.
Didn't hear him yet, but.
It's always good for an IRC poke, Norbert, I think. Right. Cool.
Hello.
Hey, Candy.
Hey.
Oh, Osvaldo.
Hi all. I'm
Hello.
back.
Have you back. We got Florian. See, who else do we have on the call? Ica, it was, wasn't it? Excellent. Let me put my name in the logic here. Who is Denny B? In the Etherpad? Who is Denny B?
Marina is it, I guess. I think that's her nickname.
Oh, is it? But okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff. Split the lines, you know. All the character line wrapping is that's important. So we just basically don't have anyone here, then. That's all good. Oh, Simon. I forgot to ask Simon. Yes. That's a ridiculous thing. Let me do that. Hello, who joined?
Hi, this is Norbert.
Hey,
Norbert.
Norbert.
Hey, welcome, Norbert.
Hi, Norbert.
Ah, beat you, Florian. No use trying to write the minutes. I thought you had an employee to write the minutes for you, because you couldn't do it. But here you are beating me in the typing stakes, you know? I can't believe it.
Not by intention.
Not by intention. And we have a Simon on Google Plus as well. We're probably even poorer at we didn't mean to be. Let's immediately spend all the money. Oh, the duplicate Simon has disappeared.
Yep. For some reason, it doesn't ring on my laptop. It only rings on my phone, so I have to answer it there and then pick the call up from the desktop.
Why not? Why not? So, what's on the agenda? What should we have done before the meeting that almost inevitably no one has actually done? Like reading the monster, you know, thing of doom. Isn't there a giant document we have to read and review?
I can.
Or is it the budget that we're supposed to have ranked?
Mainly the budget. Let me add the link, maybe.
No, that would be helpful. Then we can be getting on with something while everyone else is dithering. Let me pick
Dithering,
you one.
I see.
Dithering, you know, not here, you know. Torsten, more.
Yeah, Torsten might be late or not join at all. He texted.
Who else can I pick on IRC? No one else.
Björn is missing.
Anyway, I picked him on IRC just now, but we'll see.
Torsten doesn't know.
Oh, the ranking sheet. You need to add and then start typing numbers in at top speed, right? There is a random function as well, I would point out, to, you know. Yeah. We just did this for ranking the Google Summer of Code candidates, and it was, I hope, quite useful. Projects, ranking, here we go. Where's the rank taste of projects? Okay. Always Green Master, who could complain about that, you know?
Before you get there,
you know, may want to look at the actual state of things, because I don't think there is much to rank.
Yeah, maybe no, we should do, I put it in the mail, but maybe we should do some explanation, which I suggested use the private call for.
Okay.
Yeah. At least from the things I want
to. Do we expect anyone to turn up from the public call at all? Because generally, no one does. So why don't we just go to the private call?
I think the motion was, and then I shared it, that it's good to start in a public part. We can always move to the private one. We at least have another public item.
We have a public item, which is?
Meetings in Brno.
Yes,
which
we have in the public part. We have the discussion about the meeting in Brno.
Okay, perfect. Go for it, Florian. Who joins out of interest? Then?
Jan joined.
Ah,
hey!
Yes, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then I propose.
We're not going to vote. Are we going to vote or not?
I'm not sure, but let's just know. But you step in for Thorsten, is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Great. I shared that on the call list. I just wanted to use the chance to get your feedback because we have to book the rooms in Brno. What I've done, I think it was Simon a while ago gave me some feedback on a proposal which I tried to distill. I've added it to the pad for the meetings in Brno that we have just one day of board meeting with, and to clarify that up front, whether we want to have the MC or not, as that was a topic for discussion. That's the first question, actually. Second question is doing it one day, and proposal then is for the second day that groups gather individually, like I could do a team meeting, the board could gather, but without fixed agenda. I'd like to have some feedback on that so we can book rooms up front, announce schedule, and all that kind of things.
Quick question. When is the MC re-elected? Is that this year or next year? Or what will that be in time for the... So
this
there will be
year,
a new MC by the time we...
I think we have... Let me see if I can quickly get it. I think the last election took place early September, and they were on duty in October. October, November, so it will still be the old MC in Brno, in the last week, so to speak. Let me see if I have that here.
My feeling about in-person meetings is that it's kind of a leadership team discussion. And so out of your in-person meetings, all of the consensus that you then use to do your work on phone calls arises for the next period until the next face-to-face meeting. So the important thing to do when you have a face-to-face meeting is to have everyone in the room whose consensus you're ever going to want, and to have subjective discussions about things so that everybody understands everyone's opinions. And then when you come to these meetings, everybody knows what everyone else thinks, and it's much easier to have objective discussions and to objectively pass motions in the hour available to us. So for the meeting at the conference, my personal preference would be to get everyone in the room who could possibly be involved in a future consensus. And it's thus regrettable that we won't have the MC that we will be working with for the next 2 years.
But we can have the MC elect, that's fine. There's no problem about that.
But as long as they've been elected by
them. Simon, there is two different things. There is the practical thing that you just described, and I completely agree with you, but we also have an official mandated at least once a year in-person meeting thing. That's the formal part.
Yep.
It's just, you know, so I usually like to have the informal one as soon as possible where we have all time, and then we can spend the rest of the week informally discussing and getting more information. And then at the end of the week, I have the formal one to do whatever business we have to do from a legal standpoint.
The other thing about in-person meetings is that in my experience, if you have it at the beginning of a period, some people arrive late, and so you become productive after about a half day. And if you have it at the end of an event, people begin to leave on the last day, and so you remain effective until the middle of the last day. But that's maybe everything's going to work differently here, but that's my experience of in-person meetings, is people come and go, and when you hold the meeting, it's often better to schedule a meeting across, for example, to have the meeting start Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, so that everyone meets each other and then goes for dinner together to get to know each other, and then hold the weight of the meeting on Saturday morning, and try and have everything done by about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the conference time is particularly precious. I wouldn't want to eat into it, and particularly the last, leaving thing. So I would suggest then that we have a formal dinner in the evening, and that we require people or encourage people very vigorously to be there so that they leave the next day.
Yeah. I believe those dinners are very important. They are some of the most important parts of having a board reach consensus, is to eat food and drink wine together so that you're friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so the proposal...
But I think there's any problems with your proposal except the from the informally to formally meeting for dinner.
The way I understand it, you want to have the meeting, you want to have the dinner the last day, the evening of the last day of the conference, and...
No. The evening, the day after.
Okay.
So in the evening, the board formally meets for dinner, be there.
Generally, most people find it quite difficult to leave really early on the next day, and so it's normally safe to have a quarter day or a half day meeting the following day.
Yeah, well, Bruno is not the easiest place to get to or from, so I think people will be we'll be getting early trains and, you know, whatever.
And when you live in the U.S., you can only depart in the morning from Europe.
Yeah.
Well, I think from Bruno, anyway, you're probably going to have to depart in the afternoon and then depart in the morning from somewhere else.
Yeah, let's see. The reasonably good planes to London, if by London you mean one of the umpteen airports, it's miles away from it, from what I recall.
Yeah, Luton and Stansted are the airports it goes from, which suck for me.
Oh, well, you can come and stay here then, Simon, you see, and then it won't. It's an open invitation if people want to come and stay. But I think I'll have an early team meeting probably beforehand, which will. Let's not put things at both ends of the conference. If it's going to be the end, then we're going to need things at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to stay the weekend,
as far as I'm concerned, whatever is decided, as long as I have an advance notice, I'll manage to be there.
Yeah. And I think that's really, really positive, Florian. And at least from my take home. Actually, it doesn't matter what the decision is. It's great that it's happening now, you know? So, you know, that really...
That's why I put it on the agenda. Yes, indeed. So we have clarity on that. So we agree on one day for the board meeting after the conference, and then the day thereafter, whatever people want to do, but there's nothing really planned, I would do a team meeting, but that's independent from board. A board-only dinner in the evening, and MC and team can sort out whenever they want to meet. The open question, I think Simon answered that having for the board meeting the MC plus MC deputies would be fine. That's what I take
home
as well.
The MC elect, I think, was what we wanted. So I've added that to there. So the membership committee who have been elected but are not yet appointed.
Yes, I would check.
When is Bruno exactly? Because I'm not sure we're going to have an MC elect at that time.
So I had a look at the previous timing on that. So the conference is until the 7th or so, if I'm not mistaken, and the MC the last time was in place on the 20th. I will check how much leeway we do have. Maybe we can have the election a bit earlier. I don't recall the exact rules we have there, but maybe we can have it a bit earlier so that at least the final results are known by Bruno, and we then actually know who's going to be in the MC. Take a note.
Sounds good to me.
I think holding the election early is a really good idea on the MC, just in case we do find ourselves in a nasty situation where we haven't got one.
I think we'll survive. We can keep people on life support, you know. We write, do resuscitate or something. Yeah? Keep resuscitating.
Okay.
What can you do?
Because then I ask Sophie and sorry, Italo to chase that the rooms and send out a mail already now.
Thanks, Ryan. So the public pub discussion, fiscal report and stuff, what's the story there?
Well, what I can do is to try to explain to you the page called TDF Filing Budget 2016, that hopefully there is a link somewhere, Florian.
It's in the pad, yes.
Everybody has a link?
Okay.
So because that we can explain, we should explain in the public area what those numbers are. Basically, that represent a provisional 2016 budget as presented to the tax authority, that represent the expense we have, the expense we have voted on, and there is a couple of those famous buckets that today have provisional amount, which is the thing we talked about last week, like 20K in each for marketing and community budget. And it show you the total based on those numbers. I'd put the income just as a reminder, and there is the amount, the line 27, that's the bound to be reserved. That's the amount that we have to spend in a timely manner. And what remain is the difference between what we have budgeted so far and this amount, so 18K. And so, yeah. So essentially, the job of the board and the private call, I suppose, would be to decide what to do with the three things that are in yellow, which are the thing you can really tweak around. Take into account that today we have just 20 and 20 for marketing and community contain, for instance, whatever money we want to spend to go to for travel assistance for the LibreOffice conference, etc. I put on the side of those two lines, 22 and 23, there is two amounts, 38K for community and 80K for marketing. Those numbers are what the community came back, the different source came back with their request for funding. Those are the total amount asked for. Okay? Just to give you an idea of, that doesn't mean we have to fund it, it's just for you to have an indication. All right? As far as the project goes, I'll let Florian detail what's in there. And in the ranking stuff is stuff that were not voted yet, and I've added also stuff that were requested from the community that were not in the two community or marketing budget, mostly from the UX group.
Okay, so this special project thing, sorry, Norbert, the special projects thing of €215,000, which is by far the biggest bucket, includes all the previous untendered work that we've agreed. Is that right?
Yes and no.
It includes stuff that have been tendered, that are being tendered, or that have been voted for being tendered. I believe we clean up some of the old tendered that didn't happen, and there was nothing happened there. They've been sitting there for a while, so those are put back in the voting section. And the amount were as we knew them in January 1st. So, for instance, stuff that are being tendered right now. What's that?
Your list of, okay, there. So this is coming from this the project sheet, right?
Right.
It's these three, six, seven, eight items. Right, fair enough. And are those adjusted for the, I mean, we've awarded the tenders now, right? Or we're still in that process?
So the tenders are awarded. It's the details have been negotiated, just for some of them contract missing. And what Norbert said, the sums mentioned is what we planned because we file looking from January 1st on. It does not reflect the actual number, but the tender work is clarified. It just needs signing, basically.
And do you think those numbers will increase or decrease, or what's the rough impact of reality versus budgeting?
They will decrease. They will decrease, but I don't have, at least right now, not the numbers at hand, to the extent they will decrease.
Okay.
I think.
Well, yeah, that depends.
It was not.
Let's see.
That
there's many a VAT percentage where that might screw us over, right?
So but basically, the idea to add on that with all those different sheets, this is really the filing. For the rest of the year and for the ongoing budget, we have the other sheet, which will then have, you know, the real numbers, the spent numbers. This is merely for filing, looking from January 1st. That's the difference to the ongoing budget that we will then have. And in the end, we will do have some leeway with funds planned in and less funds spent. Maybe that helps a bit unwinding the possible confusion here with the filing and the actual budget.
One thing though is the 848, which is the to be bound reserve, that number as of January 1st is accurate. Meaning if we spend more than that this year, we dig in the reserve.
Okay.
That's something to take into account when we start to approve things. Because we already have, if we execute everything we have approved, we already have spent quite a lot.
Yeah, and on that sum, one more comment than in a private call.
Okay.
We have no item for the public part, so I think that we can switch the public one.
Let me maybe add one look, going away from this financial filing we have to make. Basically, just to recap, three things need to be approved next Monday in the call. One is the closing ledger that I have sent around. So basically what we have spent, how that's booked by the account, and that's the document I have sent, and that's basically also what we have already online in the wiki. So if there are questions, let me know. That's what we have to approve. Then, of course, the reserve filing. This is the discussion we have right now. And apart from the financials, the activity report, which Italo has sent, there is just a couple of pages missing, mostly statistics like top contributors, biographies of the board, but I think like 90 or even 95% of the actual content pages have been written, have been sent to the call list. So please have a look at those as well. If there is something to improve or update or change, let us know, because that's the basis for the German translation that we have to officially file by the end of April.
So there was some kind of slightly amusing... Shoot, no bell.
Just to let you know, in the page, the TDF filing budget, the recurring page, which is not recurring, I also added something that I thought could be useful, at least from a board and a community perspective. I calculated... The amount we spend based on the nature of the spending, including salaries and stuff, to get an idea of the distribution. That's the section between lines 30 and 38. And what's interesting is the percentage of column C, which show you the percentage of the spending on the different topic. Like, for instance, we spend, with the current budget as it is, we would spend 16.55% on administrative, management, legal, and stuff like that. And you can read all the numbers there. But it's to give you an idea of the repartition of or spending based on the different topics.
Yep.
And those include salaries related to those tasks. Because usually we keep them apart, but they also
count. So the salaries are not part of the other ones. So, for example, Italo is not a marketing, right?
Yeah, the marketing bucket doesn't contain Italo's salary. That's why I created that thing to reflect the total cost we spend on marketing. That includes, for instance, in that case, Italo and Mike, the assistant marketing assistant Mike, and then the marketing budget. And that's what we spend on marketing.
Right.
Yeah, it would be good to have a category, just a little category column on a sum if, I guess, to do that, wouldn't it? So we can easily see which is which. Yeah, well, good. I mean, I assume you've... Yeah, okay, you've added more just references. That's fine. Thanks, Norbert. It looks beautiful. Look at this. We can see what's going on. Should we head to the private call?
Fine for me.
Sure. Yep. Good.
Yep. Okay, well.
Hi.
I'll drop the fire and I'll phone in again. Yeah. See you guys.
Okay.